These are church services that we have done or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Then he says, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Now, that does not mean that if you're a man and you've been circumcised when you was a child, that Christ profits you nothing. That's not what that's talking about. Here he's talking about if you be circumcised to fulfill the law. That was a requirement of the law. Today, it really makes no difference if you have your young male children circumcised or not. It makes no difference. That has nothing to do with knowing Jesus or anything at all. But if you, what he's trying to say there, if you attach works of any kind with Christ to accomplish salvation, it profits you nothing. Christ profits you nothing. You cannot do anything to add to what Jesus did. He did it all. He paid the total price. All you do is receive it by faith. It's a free gift. You can't work for your salvation. Verse 3, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. In other words, if you do something, whatever it is, and you feel like you have to do this or you're not saved, then you're a debtor to do the whole law. You have now... Well, let's read on and see what he says has happened to you. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. You're fallen from grace. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now then, if you can walk in love, then you can walk in faith. If you can't walk in love, you have fell from grace, and you're back under the law. Now you're a debtor to do the whole law. Well, unfortunately, I don't know very many Christians that walk in love 100% of the time. Do you? I don't know those people. They're virtually non-existent. But there is a few. I have run into a few. But those people that walk in love are not under the law. They're not bound by the law. They have freedom in Christ. Now then, what can I do as a Christian walking in love? I am free to do anything the Spirit lets me do. Now then, if you're led by the Spirit of God, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ who walk not after the flesh, but are led by the Spirit. Now, to be led by the Spirit, you have to read and study God's Word and have it hidden in your heart. Now, if you've got the Word of God hidden in your heart, then every time you start to do one of these things we're going to talk about here today, which will open the door to the devil to come and put torment, sickness, and disease and all kinds of things upon you, immediately when you start to do one of those things, the Spirit will quicken you. He will talk to you. He'll tell you, don't do this. But unfortunately, we don't always listen. And sometimes we can even be serving God doing something when He tells us not to do something and we don't listen, and it can cause a serious problem. Serious problem. I know none of y'all besides me has ever done that. But I certainly have messed up a few times in my life. I have heard the Lord through the Spirit, not an audible voice in most cases, but sometimes I've heard the audible voice. The Lord will tell me what to do and what not to do. Now, some of you tell me you've never heard the authoritative or audible voice of God. But right here, I will tell you one day the Lord didn't plan for me to get hurt. The reason I just thought of this story, because I just thought about, as I shook hands with Ty up here on the front, I looked at his beautiful hand and arm, how the Lord has healed him and how he has taken care of that. And he did a dumb thing just like I did. And he was serving God. He had his long sleeve shirts on there, you know, hanging down and everything. He's praying and talking to God, and the Spirit kind of nudged him and told him not to get too close to this thing. And he just kept on doing it anyway. You know, I mean, after all, he's serving God. He's being obedient. And he got too close to an auger. Now, you know, I don't know if any of you even know what I'm talking about when I say a feed auger, that augers feed, but it's a screw that fits inside of a little deal, and it fits close. There ain't room for a hand between that auger and the side. There's not room for hardly a fingernail. They run that close because they move feed up there. And, of course, you know, with where he walks in his obedience to the Lord, the devil is after him. And so God is trying by the Spirit to get his attention, and he's got that sleeves unbuttoned and they're hanging down, and he's praying and talking to God, and got his eyes closed, praying, and he's around this auger, and the Lord inspires him what to do, but he don't do it, so he gets a little closer, and the next thing he knows, he feels something jerking on him, he opens his eyes, and he's being sucked into this auger. Now then he screams, "Daddy, I need some help." Praise God. Even when we're disobedient, he helps us, doesn't he, Ty? And he screams, "Daddy, I got to have some help." And he told me that he felt some being reach up and put his hands around his side because he couldn't get out of this thing. This thing is sucking him in. And he's already tore a brand new set of leather gloves, all the pieces, his hand and arm. And he's about this deep in this thing. And he just can see the arm of his body being ripped off as he goes into this auger. Because that thing's powerful enough to rip an arm off. And when he screamed, "Daddy, help me," the Lord sent an angel, or he might have come himself, I don't know. But he reached around him and grabbed him and jerked him out of that thing and saved his life. So whenever something happens, when the Lord inspires you, either talks to you audibly or in the Spirit, listen. Don't be a dummy like me and Ty. Because I think about him, and one day I was building some cabinets, and I picked up a saw, and I was over there in the building all by myself, and I needed a little 2-inch strip off to go as a spacer behind the dishwasher that I was installing. And I picked up a little short piece of 1x8, and I picked it, put my hand on it like this, and I started to saw it off with a scale saw. I mean, just holding my hand, you know, not a big deal. I'd done it lots of times. But I picked it up, and this time the Lord spoke to me audibly. He said, "Son, your hand is too close." Well, I mean, I'm looking at this, my hand ain't too close. After all, I know more than God does. You know, I mean, we're dummies, you know. You know, so I just keep on sawing. And he says, "Son, your hand is too close." I said, "Okay." So I stop, take the saw out, and I grab it over here kind of a little further down, and I start sawing again. And he said, "Son, it's still too close." I mean, you'd think after 3 times any dummy would believe God. But, you know, men, we're not too intelligent sometimes. You know, that right, left brain, God made a mistake there when he fixed that right, left brain where it don't communicate instantly. I mean, even when he's talking to us, I know none of y'all ever done this besides me. Me and Ty, I know Ty, he done it once. That's all I know about. That's all he ever told me about anyway. But I kept sawing, and I got just about 1 inch from the edge of that board. I thought, I got it made. And all of a sudden, I tilted that board a little, and that board pinched in that skill saw. And the next thing I know, in a heartbeat, that hand, that board pinched, and it jerked that board out from under there. My hand went underneath that saw, and it hit that finger right there 6 times, but just barely. Just 6 little bitty tiny bing, 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 bing. But the one on top right here only hit it 3 times. Bing, bing, bing. Just barely cut the skin, but the one in the middle. It started right at the joint, cut it completely to the bone, right to the end, and the only thing left was 1/4 inch of skin hanging of all the rest of it, and that was solid white bone underneath there. I raised that up, and it hadn't even had time for the blood to get back yet when I looked at it. But blood was splattered all over the place. And, of course, when I raised that up and looked at that, I reached up and I put that piece of skin over the middle of that, put it back on and folded my hand up. I looked up and I said, God, I can't believe I did this. You know, I'm sure he said, I can't believe you did it either. Especially after I told you 3 times to move your hand. I mean, after all, Gene, he's only God, right? I mean, he don't know nothing, does he? Whoa. Forgive me, Lord, for making that statement. So now then, in my stupidity, what have I got to do? Well, I mean, I disobeyed God. Now then, I've got to go do something. So I go over to the faucet, and I wash my hand all off. And I thought, well, surely it wasn't as bad as it looked. So I plopped it back out there again, and I said, oh, it's worse than I thought. So I washed it off a little bit, folded it back over, put it up, wrapped a rag around my hand. And I get in my truck, and I drive up to Grapevine to the hospital. Walk in, the lady says, so what can I do for you? And I said, well, ma'am, I cut my hand with a saw. She said, how bad is it? I need to see it. I said, well, okay. The blood, the rag is solid blood by this time. So I take the rag off and I open it up, and she said, oh my goodness, close it back up quick. So I did, and then they take me in there and they begin to clean up my finger and put it all back together. 13 stitches around there to, you know, stitch it back on. And in the process, I get to witness to a guy. You know, I'm talking to a man about Jesus, talking to the doctor about Jesus. I'm getting to witness to everybody. And then she says, now we got to send you to a specialist because you'll have to have skin grafts. And I said, well, I don't think so. She said, oh, yeah. So they sent me down to Irving to a place. And I went down there, and the guy looked at it. He said, wow, yeah, we'll have to do a skin graft. And I said, well, where do you get the skin? He said, from under your arm. I said, now wait a minute, then I'm going to have 2 places to heal. You know, if you cut a piece off under here big enough to go with that finger, then I got a finger to heal and one up here to heal. This don't sound like God to me. So that don't sound like faith at all to me. So I was already a man of faith. I'm learning how to walk in faith. This happened many years ago.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'd love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.